Okay, we'll begin the bottom of Nun Bet Amud Bet. We said in the Mishnah that if it's nachal lefanav mikol akriya, right, if the shore falls forward because of the noise that has been made in the bore, then he's chayav. Acharav, if it falls backwards mikol akriya, then he is patur. Now the Gemara is going to discuss what that means. Amarav lefanav lefanav mamash, acharav acharav mamash. And when we're talking about lefanav, means falling face first into the bore. The acharav means falling backwards into the bore. The zeb zeb bore. Both of them are instances of bore. Rav l'tameh. Rav is according to his reasoning. We've seen Rav before. It's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, but for more. Damarav bore shechayva alav torah lehavlo velo lechavato. That bore, you only chayev for the air, right? The air quality, not for the impact. So the assumption here is that when he falls in face first, right, then he is affected by the hevel on his way down, and when he lands at the bottom, whereas when he falls in backwards, he is not affected by the hevel. And therefore, we're talking about a bore, and the difference will be whether there's hevel or no hevel, or just chavato. And according to Rav, when you have chavato, chavato is not an obligation of the bal habor.
What do we say? Let's say if he fell backwards, so he banged his head first, or?
What causes death? Right,
I mean,
it's
the same bore. Why does it matter how he falls?
Because it seems, I'm not certain about this, but it seems that when you come in face first, that as you come in, you get affected by the hevel at the top. And therefore, that's what causes the death versus the impact, which would cause the death if you fell backwards. That's what, if you look in Rashi, the Hanibay, we're not up to it, but Rashi seems to say that it comes in through the nose when you're coming in face first. And I will see other scenarios.
Yeah, maybe go backwards, so what I may also, it's the same,
I don't have a good explanation for you. Shmuel Amar, a bor, ben milfanav, ben milakarav chayav. By a bor, whether he falls in face first or backwards, he falls in for bai, right, doesn't matter, you're chayav. Shmuel is a maid, amar lahavlo, choshukan lechavato, irrelevant whether he gets killed by the hevel, or gets killed by the chavata, both of them would make you culpable. So what is it? Where is that case of patur that we're talking about falling backwards according to Shmuel? You go into Nitzkal Bebor, that he tripped over the boar, that he tripped over the boar and he falls beyond the boar, right? Outside of the area of the boar. Because then, according to Shmuel, right, you didn't create the chavata. Right, because the chavata was done by Karka Olam. And even Shmuel will agree over here that the chavata of Karka Olam wasn't responsible because he didn't dig it. Right? So the only time that we say that you're responsible for the chavata is if you created, if you somehow generated the chavata that took place. But over here, you didn't generate the chavata that took place. Even though you caused the nitkal, you caused the tripping, you didn't necessarily cause the chavata. Now, Gemara says, Eitabe. The boar, ben lefanav, ben achrav chayav. A boar, whether you're going forward or backwards, you're chayav. Tiyuf to the rav. It's a big problem for rav. The rav differentiates in boar between lefanav and leachrav. So now we have another answer. Amar kista, mode rav, a boar b'shut o de chayav. Now the question of where the boar is located. I mean, if the boar is located in b'shut rabim and on chanami, then we say hevel and no chavata. Why? Because chavata is karka olam that hurt him, and it was public property that hurt him, not your property. Whereas when you're in bor b'shuto, when it's in your private property, then mimanav shach you're chayav, either because of the hevel or the chavata is also yours because you own the property. So if you own the property, it's your property that's causing the chavata. Mishum darmalei mimanav shach. Iba chavla mit chavla didachu. If he died from the hevel, it was your hevel. Iba chavata mit chavata didachu. It's also your impact. Rabba amar achav b'maiskinan. The rabbi says, "Bimit hapik, the nafal al hapik. It's hapik, the nafal agabe." All right. So now, what we're talking about here is where he flipped. All right. So he flipped over. So when he flipped over, then the havla ahani bay, the ahani bay ahani bay. The havla that hit him took care of him. So the way that he fell in was either he fell in head first, then flipped over and landed on his back, and that's what the acharav is. So what does it mean? The Ahani Beis Rashi explains that the Havla Shenichnas Bo B'Tchilat Nefilato, the Hevel that went in from his head first, going in at first, right, that already affected him. Bo'ilo the Hamit, he, mi Hamit itself, that's what killed him. And then later on, when he flips over and landed on his back, right, then it was irrelevant already because he had already been overcome by the Hevel as he entered the Bor. Right? And obviously the other Eskin is Metapik, that where he slips over and lands on his face. So therefore, once he lands in, head first, or straight, coming with his head down, then he will also be affected by the Hevel. So we're creating two scenarios where he's affected by the Hevel. Depends when, along his fall, he's affected by the Hevel. Because he's flipping. Either he was affected up front by the Hevel, and then he flipped over and landed on his back. Or he went in back first, and then he flipped over and he's affected by the Hevel because he lands with his head coming in first, or his head upright somehow. So either way, we have him affected by the Hevel at some point during the fall. Rav Yosef Amar, Haka Benitzke Bor B'Shor Eskina. We're talking about a Bor Shor case. What's that? Mainihu. What's that case? She'ivish hiv'ish et meimav. He fell into a Bor and he ruined the water, right? He made the water putrid inside of it. Deloshan alufanav, deloshan alufanav, mechayek. In that case, it doesn't matter how he fell, right? Because in that case, you're going to be chayav. In that instance, for whatever damage you caused, that the shore went in without permission to the chater balabait, and he was never mafkir as a shos, never mafkir as bor, and then he fell right into the bor and ruined the water inside. So when we talk about chayav, right, we're talking about the shore is chayav, what the ruin that he did to the water that is inside the bor.
And if the problem is that he ruined the water, where would it make a difference to if he fell?
Alright, what do you mean? What's the chiddush? That he fell in backwards or forwards? Right, I don't know. I guess maybe you can claim if he fell in backwards that he was somehow an onus, and that maybe shouldn't be chayav for the hivish. Tani Rav Chananya, let's see, Uye the Rav. We have a braisa that supports position of Rav. V'nafal, achi pol derech nefila. That and when he falls in to be chayav, the balabor has to fall in derech nefila. Right, so that what's derech nefila? The assumption is that derech nefila means on his face, that he's going in face first. Ganamru nafalo panav mikol kriya chayav, achrav mikol kriya patur v'zeh v'zeh b'bor. They're both in bor. This supports the position of Rav that you can have chiyuv and patur, or chayav and patur inside of bor itself. That will depend on lefanav uli achrav. Amar na. Some amar nafalo lefanav mikol kriya chayav. If he falls forward because of the noise, he's chayav. Vamai, why should he be chayav? Nema, korim, the korea, garamle. That the noise, the worker, is what caused it. Meaning, why should the balabor be chayav here if the worker himself is the one who caused the noise and that's what caused the shore to fall in? So Rashi points out over here, it's an important Rashi, so I'll just spend a minute on it with you. Rashi points out here that it's a case where the bore is already dug and now he hired this korea to dig deeper or to expand the bore. Because, listen to this line of Rashi, had he not dug the bore at all, and then hired this individual to dig the bore now, then the only person who would be chayav is the koreh, the one who's digging. Why? So Rashi goes to Rashi's line. Di havi kriyavi koreh chayav de'ein shliach ledvar aveira. There's no shliach ledvar aveira. And what is the Easter here? Remember we were discussing this the other day. What does it mean, ein shliach ledvar aveira? Do osur lekalkel rishut harabim. This is what we discussed the other day, that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, we gave different possibilities about Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. One was possibly that there's an Easter Nezek, and that's what's the Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. The second possibility is that, right, that by Hakolah B'Rishut HaRabim, you are violating public policy, so you're doing something that's against the will of the people, that by digging into Rishut HaRabim, you're going against, or you're mazik to Rishut, or you're damaging the Rishut HaRabim, which you do not have permission to, in a sense you're gonev. And maybe that's the Aveira, and that's what seems to be Rashi is jumping on over here, is that Shein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, that's where the Kalkel Rishut HaRabim. The third possibility, which I didn't mention the other day, but the other possibility is that Shein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is more expansive than just Aveira. Aveira in the true sense, meaning that in Easter at Torah, there's also Shein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, it means something that you can cause something bad to happen. For instance, giving a fire to a Chereshot HaVekatan. Right, so in those cases, we said Shein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira also. But over there, you're not doing any aveira by handing them the flame. What comes is the problem that's later, afterwards. So again, the possibility is that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is much broader. But here you see Rashi claiming that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is a case of Mekalkel Rishut HaRabim. That really should be responsible. The one who startled the animal, because he's the one who caused the fall. Now, he's not chayav because he is goreim, he's a groma, bialma. The Baal Bor is patur because he'll say, you're sure we've never been in my bor without the guy who made the noise. So if he wouldn't have been there without the noise, then why should I be chayav?
He fell, he was falling, and the fact is that, so...
Well, we know from...
What caused the damage, why did he die, either was the noise, or was the death?
We know that the short pikeach is your patur for when there's a bor b'shut rabim. I mean, that our Mishnah already told us that if he's a short pikeach, and he would have avoided the bor, then the only reason he fell in is because he was startled by the kolakriya, then the Baal HaBor should be patur over here, because otherwise he would say, the shor would never be in my bor.
Right, the price,
but it's also our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that shor pikeach, right, is patur. So when it comes to a shor pikeach, wait, you don't chaya, because the shor pikeach would have avoided the bor. So now the fact is, the only reason he's in my bor is because you were chopping away inside there and got him into my bor. So he has a claim. So this is the at least here, the claim, that the problem is that I have a bor. Now this, again, I would just mention that bor might be different than other mazikim. Well, that's what I think David is alluding to, is that with other mazikim, the mazik is not, we say it's not l'tol d'nezek. It's not apparent already there. The way you can formulate it, Brahma said in the name of Rabbik, that a bor is a mazik. And once you've created it, you're already chayav. The only question is, you need an address to send the check to. Right, you mean that you already have a mazik sitting there, and you're just waiting to find out who you're going to pay. As opposed to shor and other mazikin, where until they do damage, they are not necessarily called a mazik. Again, that'll affect the din over here of shliach l'dvar veira. I mean, if it's a mazik already, then right, shliach l'dvar veira won't apply because it's dug already. Whereas on the other hand, if the guy is digging the board to start with, he's the one who's generating the mazik at this time. He's creating a mazik immediately. It's not like we wait for someone to fall in there. As soon as it's dug, it's a mazik.
What about Nechonya
Chopeshi? In the usual case, we did it for the Rabbim, and then we saw even the Maral suggested that that's why he got punished in the end, because despite the fact that he did it for the greater good of the Tzibor, people fell in, and he caused damage. He caused the difficulties for people, and he was held accountable. Gechut Tzara, he was held accountable. All right. I'm Rav Simi Baravashi. I'm Rav Simi Baravashi. Hamani. So who's the author of our Mishnah? It's Rabbi Natan, Damar, the author of this position. Who is this? It's Rabbi Natan. The Amar Baal HaBor Hezeka Ka'avit, that the Baal HaBor did the damage. We've seen this position of Rabbi Natan before. When you can't collect from one, you collect from the other. Detanya, let's explain the case. Shor shetachafet chayro lebor. One shor comes along and bumps another shor into the bor. Baal shor chayav, right? The baal shor chayav, baal bor patur. So according to the Chachamim, according to the Tanakhama here, the baal shor is chayav because he did all the damage. He's the one who pushed the other shor into the bor, and he's the only one that we can hold accountable here, because the baal bor again can say, listen, without you, nobody would have been in my bor. So you're going to be the one who is responsible. And that means that the Baal HaShor is chayav for Mechza, because he's a Tam, and the Baal HaBor is going to be Patur, the Gamre. Alright, now, Rabbi Natan Omer, Baal HaBor Mishalei Mechza, U Baal HaBor Mishalei Mechza. The Shor pays for half the damage, and the Bor pays for half the damage. They each are on the hook for Gatsi Nesek here, because they're each, it's contributory negligence, right? They both did something wrong. The Shor by pushing him in, and the Bor by being there. Tanya, don't we have a price that says Rabbi Natan Omer Baal HaBor Mishalem Gimel Chalakim or Baal HaShor Viviyah, that the Baal HaBor pays three quarters and the Baal HaShor pays a quarter? So when it says Lokasha Abatam Habim Muad, there's a difference between a Tam and a Muad. And the Gemara is going to ask in a second, what do you mean? Because what's the difference between a Tam and a Muad over here? I'll just point out here, Tosfos says that when we're talking about Baal HaBor Mishalem Mechza, that the Baal HaBor is on the hook for Chaya for half of it, he says that it has to be a case where it's a Shote or Mahalik Balaila Kaman. That's the case where the shor would have ended up in the bor anyway. I mean, that there's a reason to believe that the shor would have been there anyway. Why? Because if you're talking about a pikeach during the day, then he can say, listen, you know, he would never have been in here, and why should I be responsible at all? And if you say when he falls by himself, right, but when someone else knocks him in, you're chayav, then would you have a case like this? Shenofel Me'ami Me'atmo. Right, listen to the Tosfos here. He says, "Im king shnofel nami matzmo lechayev." Right, then when he falls by himself, he should also be chayev. Why? Tchilato b'pshia. Penny poli deish farim, the silver bonus chayav. Then it comes a tzkilato b'pshia and silver bonus. Ela al korchach shor pikeach nishmar yafeh. Merchak kol kach min abor she inshvarim acharim yochulin lapilo tochol. Tosaf says that if you create a case here where you say that even a shor pikeach would have been bumped into the boar, that means that there's always a possibility when you dig a boar in Rishut Rabim that a shor will end up in your boar. Why? Because there's always a possibility that someone else can knock your shor into the boar. If that's the case, now you are a posheya, the gabe, one shor knocking another shor in. So now, that would be chilato bipshia, because you're posheya, the gabe, one shor knocking the other shor in, when it comes to the shor pikeach, and you'd be an onet, because this time he fell in by himself. And it tells this, chilato bipshia, the sof of the onet, right, in that case, you are chayav. So now, what is Tosa say? So Tosa says, no, a short pikeach. When we say a short pikeach, he's pikeach enough not only to fall in himself, but to distance himself from the boar so that nobody else could push him into the boar. That creates it where that there's no way a short pikeach can end up in a boar through the pushing of someone else. That's why Tosa says, what's the case here? Okay, here is Mahalik Balayla or a Shota where he could have ended up in the boar anyway. And therefore, when he's pushed into the boar, right now we're talking about contributory negligence. It's an important distinction in and who is getting knocked into the boar over here. Right now, where it says, the Tam Micah Sovar. Now, a Muad, I can understand why they're each half Chayat. Why? Because both of them are Chayat Nezuk Shalem. They split it 50-50. They're both responsible, and they pay half and half. Problem is, with Tam Micah Sovar. What's the case here? Because the Raikuli has a Kabad, Raikuli has a Kabad. That the Baal Shor himself did all the damage. Plus, the boar did all the damage. Then, Hai Mishalem Pagah. They should each pay Chatzis of the Nezuk. Why? Because the Baal HaShor is chayav for all the nezek, but he's a tam, so he pays chati nezek. What's left over to pay? Chati nezek. So the Baal HaBor should pay chati nezek. Because every high paga is a kavad, high paga is a kavad. If you say it's contributing excellence, and therefore they each are contributing 50% of the damage here, then Baal HaBor Mishalem paga, or Baal HaShor Riviyah. Why? Because the Baal HaBor pays 50% of the damage. That's all the damage that he did. They paid for half. And the Baal HaShor is chayav for 50%, but he only pays chatzi nezek, so he's going to pay a quarter. So you only end up with three quarters. V'idach riva mafsid. And the owner of the shor, the nizak, is going to lose out a quarter. How do you come up with a case where the Baal HaShor is paying three quarters, and the Baal HaShor is paying a quarter? So I'm Rava, Rabbi Noson, Dayonohu. And Rashi says he was abbasin, he's a dayon, v'nochik ke'umkudadino. He was able to clarify and get to the bottom of the matter. What's that? They each did a full amount of hezek, and they're both on the hook for the entire amount. So now, if that's the case, they should each pay 50%. Baal HaShor, as a tam, pays 50%, and the Baal HaBor pays what's left over. Our partnership did nothing for me. Meaning that the Baal HaShor says, with or without you, I was going to pay 50%. So how is this helping me out at all? The only way it helps me out is, what? If you take a portion of my payment, if you become a partner in what I was chayav. So if that's the case, the Baal HaBor is on the hook for 50%, plus the Baal HaShor is on the hook for 50%, but he says, listen, 50% is what I would have been chayav without you. Now you're chayav, take a quarter of my damage and you take care of it. The Baal HaBor is now on the hook for three quarters, and the Baal HaShor is on the hook for a quarter.
It's like a little bit like So you do three quarters, but the half, you know that the
everybody agrees, right? Everybody agrees in that half, right? So Ibai Zemo, the other possibility is, and this is a possibility that we discussed before, Olam Kosovar, right? High Paga Ezeka Avat, Vail Paga Ezeka Avat, each one contributed half the Nezik, because Ashlach, Baal HaBor, Mishalim Pago, Baal HaShor, Mishalim Riviyah. Then in Ochanami, you should have the Baal HaShor pay a quarter, and the Baal HaBor should only pay up to 50%. That's the full amount of the damage that he did. Vidach riva nimsit nafsi, so you should lose 50% in Izan. Shum damar le Baal HaShor le Baal HaBor. Ana, parai, bibirach, ashkechate, ashkechate. Right, listen, buddy. Where's my shore right now? It's in your boar. My shore in your boar means you killed my shore. You owe me everything. If you can get other people to pay in, great, that'll deduct from what you have. But anyway, whatever else is left over, you're gonna take care of. That's it. My dikisli le shlumi mehiach, mishtalno. Whatever I can get from the other guy, fine. Whatever I can get from the other guy, you're going to make up for it. You're going to make me whole. So you, Baal HaBor, you're on the hook because my shore is in your boar. You just got to make me whole. Question is, how much I can get out of the other guy? How much can I get out of the other guy? It's a quarter. So you're going to be on the hook for three quarters. Right. Amar Rava. Rava says, Eniach Evin Al Pi HaBor. Someone puts a stone on top of the bor. Ubay Shor V'Nitkel Ba V'Nafal B'Bor. Now a shor comes, trips over that stone, and lands in the bor. Panul Machlokis Rabbi Nathan V'Rabbanan. I mean, it's like a bor and a bor. You have two boros here. One bor causes the animal to fall into a second bor. So Rava says, that's Machlokis Rabbi Nathan Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, the only one who's liable is the first bor, because he's the one who caused the damage. That means there'd be no damage over here. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Nathan, who's Kayav over here? The only one is the, both of us contributed. And since we're both on the hook, we're going to be in for a portion. Each of us will be in a portion for over here. Alright, now. Alright, Shita. Right, so the Gemara says, of course, that's Machlokas Rabbanan and Rabbi Nathan. That's exactly what we're talking about. Truthfully, if my boar was not there, your shore would have killed him anyway. He would have bored him and knocked him out. Guy trips and shits right in, you know, tumbles over, he stumbles, big deal, he wouldn't have ended up anywhere. If a miskoba, have enough of a koi, he would have fallen over and got it back up. Kamash Malan, that he can't say that. Can't say that. That's it. He can make the other claim as a counterclaim, which is, that's your stone, he wouldn't have been inside of my board. So each of us has some liability here, and therefore we're going to both be on the hook. Just a question. Tosfos over here, we mentioned this, Tosfos mentioned this earlier in the Gemara. The question is, why should the Bala board, just because the Bala Shor comes along and says, listen, your Shor is in my board, why should he have to pay more than he's really on the hook for? If you say 50 and 50, that they each buy Palkadiska, and he says, wow, great, it's in my board. Okay. If I only did half the nezik and it's in my bor, why should I have to pay more than that 50%? Right, so the Re tries to explain this Gemara. The Re tries to explain the Gemara like this. It says, in general, you contribute 50% of the nezik. But in this case, you're really doing the whole nezik. And then he says, Chazer bar Re mi perishtef. Re goes back and reverses his position over here. They said, Al Korkach, you have to say, Nira, the boar, Nami Paga Nizka Avot. So the boar did half the damage, Omushom Shid Gamar HaHezek, since he was the finisher, right? Vedoma Kamisha Tzal Kulo. Therefore, we contribute, or we assign to him more culpability.
Like
in the same case.
Right.
That idea that you, when you finish him off, you become more responsible in a sense for your contribution here becomes greater. Even though technically you only have 50% partner, the shore did 50%, you did 50%. Nevertheless, we're going to extend your liability because you're the one who finished it off. It's a nice explanation for why you're on the hook, even though you only did 50% of the damage. Right, he's smart. Now the next case here. Shore, Vishore, Sulem, Goshim, Shinako. You have two short Shvarim. Two Shvarim in partnership went ahead and gored another shore. So now, what's the din? Abai Amar Mishalem Chazi Nezek, Rabbi Amar Mishalem Rabbi Nezek. The shore that's owned by a hedgehog, owned by a layperson, how much is he on the hook for? So Abai says Chazi Nezek, and Ravina says Rabbi Nezek, according to Nezek. Hava Habitam. They're both discussing a tam. Hakar Abana, the Hakar Rabbi Nathan. Right? Abai is saying, like, Rabbi Nathan, that what? What if it's a tam here? How much should he be chayav? Chatzin nezek. He's only entitled to chatzin nezek now because it's a tam, short tam. Now who can pay? You have two classes of things you can pay: the short psulim zashim and the short hedjot. The short psulim zashim is kator. So who can make up? Who's the only ones left on the hook? The short hedjot. He's going to pay the full chatzin nezek. According to Ravina, no, he holds like the chamin. The chamin say that the other guy can't pay. I'm not on the hook. I'm only on the hook for what I was there for. So each of us was responsible for 50% of the 50% of the damage. So the short split infection can't pay his quarter damage, but I'll just have to pay my quarter damage, not his. I don't have to make up his difference. V'ibay seim ha'avah ha'rabbanan. They both look like the rabbanan. Ha'batam ha'bamuad. That the difference between them is whether it's a tam or a muad. Abai is talking about a case of muad. Therefore, we're each on the hook for 50% of the damage. The short split infection pays nothing. I pay 50% because I'm a short muad. On the other hand, what if it's a short tam? Right, then, if it's a short time, we're both only on the hook for the total of 50%. We're each chayav a quarter. The short person doesn't pay his quarter, but I pay my quarter. Ikadam, right? There's some that say, Abai Amar Chatzi Nezek, the same like we saw before, but Ravina Amar Kule Nezek says you pay Nezek Shalei, not Rabbi on Nezek. So, Hava Bimuat. They're both talking about the case of Muat. Hakar Abonah, Rakar Rabbi Nathan. Okay, and the makokas here between whether it's Rabbi Nathan or the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, when you have a full nezek, we have two partners here, each on the hook for 50%. The short slim and kashim can't pay anything, so you're going to pay your 50%, and that's the position of Abaye, like the Rabbanan. On the other hand, Rabbi Ravina says, no. What? I hold like Rabbi Nathan. If I hold like Rabbi Nathan, if you short slim and kashim can't pay, you have to make up the difference. And therefore, you're going to be on the hook for the full 100% over here. Both like Rabbi Nathan, and the question is whether we're talking about a muad or a tam. In a muad, like Ravina, you're going to pay the full 100 because there's nobody else to take any of the damage. In the tam, you're going to pay 50% because, again, there's nobody to take up the damage or the differential over here. Now, something that is missing from this, you remember before we said that the logic of the Gemara was that we're each responsible for 50% of the damage. And why can the Baal Shor come to the Baal Bor and say, you make up the difference? Because he says, my Shor is in your Bor. You don't have that claim over here. Over here, it's two Shvarim that are boring him. Why should I put any more culpability on one Shor over the other Shor? That claim does not exist over here. So Tosus says over here that it's what? That according near the read, that Abai and Ravina are only according to the first Deo. We have two Deos. In the Gemara, why? Rabbi Nathan believes that the Baal Bor is on the hook for the whole thing. One possibility was that it was half and half, but the Nizak can come along and say, my Shor is in your Bor, you have to make up the differential, and that's what we saw the Reed said before, and the reason you have to make up that differential is because you were Gomer the Nezek. So according to that, this cannot be the position over here, because you have two Shvarim that are goring, and if you only have 50-50, why should either one of them be on the hook for more than the other? There's no reason to assign more culpability to one over the other. Whereas, if we hold like the first reason of Rabbi Nathan, what was the first reason of Rabbi Nathan? That Kulei Nezek, Vekulei Nezek. They're both responsible for the Kulei Nezek. So then they should only pay 50-50. We said, Mishomeli Balashur, the Balabor should Fatai Mahanilet. Your Shutfut doesn't help me over here. So over here again, the Shurab Sulemi Kashim, right? The only way that the Shutfut helps them out is if this guy takes up, right, the whole amount. I mean, he's responsible for the whole Nezek. Each one independently is responsible for the whole Nezek. Now that the Shor Psulei Mikdashim is not involved, he's Patur, then the Baal HaShor, the second Baal HaShor, is responsible for everything. He has no partner anymore. His partner is gone. So since his partner is gone, he's on the hook for the whole amount. That's what Tosafot points out. It can only be according to that reason. Otherwise, how do you differentiate? Unless you say the other possibility or the other way to differentiate is if they did it in succession. And that the two Shvarim did the damage, but they didn't do it in a row. That they get a finisher. Right, the second one's the finisher, then you could make the claim like Tiriyah that if you're the Gomer HaFezek, the possibility that it's like that. Although again, I think it's much harder to make that distinction when you're dealing with two same animals with two same damages versus a Shor that then a Boar, which is a different form of damage. Alright, now, Murtza Zamarova, Shor Va'adam Shadakhol Boar. Now if you have a Shor and a person that Dochet a Shor Boar. Okay, Lenyan Nizakin Kulan Chayavin. Right, so now, when it comes to Nezek, everybody's on the hook over here. The Shor, the Adam, and the Boar. Okay, because everybody is equally culpable when it comes to Nezek. Right, a Shor, an Adam, and a Boar are all Chayav when it comes to Nezek. Lenyan Arbatibarim, when it comes to the other four things, Vidmei Vlados, and paying for the miscarried fetus, Adam Chayav, Adam is Chayav Arbatibarim, and Vidmei Vlados, Vishor Boar Patur, because you're not Chayav for those that are doing it. So only the Adam will be on the hook here. Leon Kofir, when it comes to Kofir, Ushloshim Shalevit, Shor Chayav, the Shor is Chayav, and Adam will bore Pturim. Adam is Chayav, the Shor is Chayav, because that's where the din of Shloshim Shalevit appears, and that's where the din of Kofir appears when it's a Mu'at. Now the Adam is Chapatur over here because somebody's dead, so it's Kim Leit Rabbi Minei, right? So you can't, Adam's not on a hill. And Bor is Chapatur, because hey, Shor, right, we have Shor Velo Adam, right? And Kamor Velo Kelim. So the evidence is excluded from the din of Bor. Because the evidence is a Bor. We're not talking about Shor. The Bor is not responsible here. Lenyan Kelim.
A person that is Shor pushes the person together. So you're saying that a person is. If two people together push someone or cause death.
Right, so then we have the Machlokas. Very good. Tosus mentions that here. Good, I was going to bring it up, but Tosus mentioned, if you remember, we had the Machlokas early on between the Chachamim, right, and
Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteiro,
that when you have Asara Machlok, right, 10 people come at the same time and they hit an individual, are you, right, or then they do it together, then Bavata Achad, everybody agrees
that you are Patur.
The question is only when what? You do it, zeh achar zeh, when you do it one after the other. So do we go achar karon? You go after the last one to say that you are chayav? Or do we say that what? That you have to kol nefesh. You have to kill the entire person. And since you didn't do the entire damage over here, right? So if you didn't do the whole damage, then you can't be chayav mitzah over here. So that's what those deals over here. What exactly is the case over here that allows you to be chayav? I mean, that here you have joint pushing, right? If you have joint pushing, how do you have it that you both are on the hook over here for the joint pushing? So Tosfos says, "V'nira zelo airi shekadach kafu shneim bevat achad." That when they pushed them both together, "Ela kol achad b'snei atzmo." That each one did it by themselves. That each one pushed them in independently. Right, so each one has a full chayiv over here that they don't share.
Although I'm not sure how.
You come up this practical case with the. So now, the Indian kelim, when it comes to kelim that are damaged, v'shor p'sulim k'dashim, then adam v'shor chayavim, because they're chayav when they damage kelim, v'shor p'sulim k'dashim, u'bor patur. The boy is patur, why? Because we know shor adam, chamor v'lo, kelim. So kelim you're not chayav for in the boar. And number two is, shor p'sulim k'dashim, we said a metiyeh lo. But metiyeh lo is not true by shor p'sulim k'dashim, because you can't be podit to give it to the kelim. My time, I'm a krava metiyeh lo, v'metiyeh lo. Yes, it's this. Shein amei shelo. You can't keep the mace over here because it's a short limit. The shemus is not served enough. The member of the pshita lay the rabo. Sounds like it's pasha the rabo that we learned from amei tielo that short limit the shemus is patur and bor. Vami bai lay the rabo. Didn't rabo ask this question? The bai rabo short limit the shemus shnafal the bor mouth. What's his din? Hi, amei tielo. Vamisha amei shelo. Yes, it's this. Shein amei shelo. Does amei tielo mean that it belongs? It has to belong to you. You can use it afterwards. Over here, you can't get an offer from it. So it won't belong to you. Oh, Dilma. Or maybe I made the yellow come to teach you that the balim, the owner, the nizak, deals with the mate. Meaning that the mazik only pays the differential between the amount of the nevela and the original life, the alive value of the animal. So which one is it? The buzz of the buyer, the pashkin. Says, yeah, he asked the question, then he got an answer. His answer is the mate yellow is for nevela. El balim, the top of the and always. Well, then how does he know that the Balim are responsible for the Nevela? Not play, but Meiti Elo is short. Because by short time, it also says, Va Meiti Elo. So my Chazit, Va Meiti Elo is short, Mafet Le, the Balim, and Tapu Nevela, Va Meiti Elo is the Bor, Mafet Le, the Mei, Shemei Shelo. Meaning that, why, how do you know which Meiti Elo will be for which one? How do you, one Meiti Elo comes to exclude Psulei Mikoshim. The second Meiti Elo comes to say that the Nizak is responsible for the Nevela. Why did you assign Bor to be patur from Sulim Akashim? Let the shore be patur from Sulim Akashim. Why do you put it one way or the other? Zadipok Ano. It says, flip it. Misabro patur gavibor. Makes sense to put the patur by gavibor. Ho patur boat the kelim. Because by boar, you are also other things that you're patur for and boar. What is that? Shore below Adam, Kamor below kelim. So there are things that you're patur for, so too, which is add on another item, Sulim Akashim. Adrabo patur gavishor. There's also patur gavishor. Why? Shekain patarko chati nezek. Meaning that you get the concept of chati nezek. You get off the other half nezek. Says kule nezek, mi'al lo'ashkakon. Right? But he says, nevertheless, we never find a case by shore where you're totally not culpable. Since we can't find a case where you're totally patur, there's no, we're not going to assign it to psulim akdoshes. That's that. We're going to assign it to bor. Right? We'll stop over here.